Chicago Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
It turns out being funny can hurt women in the workplace. Women in leadership roles especially often get penalized when they're seen as acting too aggressive at work. So like the being too dominant or too pushy or too self-promotional, too ambitious, which, you know, people say is more bitchy. I'm like, man, she's a bitch. She's just trying to lead.
It's all good qualities when a man does it. Woman does it, it's negative.
Yeah, he's the leader, of course. But she can't even joke around. Says female leaders can apparently get dinged for being too funny on the job, too. So, like, when they're a group, woman give them a presentation, like a TED Talk or something like that. She's up cracking jokes. It's like, just stick to the topic. We're trying to learn something here. But when a guy was doing it, it was seen as helpful and functional. Like, it moved this whole segment forward and made me want to learn more.
Well, is there anything... This is going to sound really misogynist. You're going to think you're reading a Beto O'Rourke writing from his teenage years, but... Is there anything more annoying than a woman who's not funny and thinks she is?
Well, it's the same for a man.
Not necessarily. Because if a man is funny and bombing and dying, you can give him crap and, okay, he's a big stupid oaf. But you can't really punch the woman. She's just annoying. That's why I think there's more male comedians than female comedians. Maybe women just, there are exceptions, of course. You know, the female comedians.
I mean, when you put it in that sense where both genders are bombing on stage.
Right.
That it's easier to really laugh at the pain that a man's going through on stage.
That's kind of what
we're all feeling.
Yeah.
And as opposed to laughing at a woman going through pain almost makes you feel like a bad person.
Yeah,
even though
cringe.
She's bombing and they're both bombing, he's still funny for bombing because I can laugh at his pain, but I can't laugh at your pain because you're a woman.
Yeah. Now put it in the workplace. Understand? How do you deal with this woman who thinks she's funny and she's not?
There's a laughing, and then there's the, oh no, like I feel bad for you. Like,
but I still laugh at that.
Well, yeah, me too. Bombing,
but I mean, I guess if a woman slips on ice and a man slips on ice, I mean, I find that hilarious, and they're both in pain.
Gender equality on that one for me as well.
Yeah. whoa. Actually, I think it's more funny when women fall downstairs. Is that what you're expecting? But today is National Let's Laugh Day. All these ridiculous holidays. Here's another one coming up. So today is the only day we can talk about this. National Let's Laugh Day. 96% of people say they enjoy making others laugh.
96%.
What 4% is like, really give
stop laughing at me. Yeah. That's the other 4%. They don't understand why people are laughing. And they're actually funny and they don't know it. You know what I mean? Those people?
Yeah.
You've met those people.
Well, there's some people I know that just aren't funny at all. Like, there's not a funny
bone.
Well,
no one's
body.
Laughing at that.
I know, but they don't understand they're not funny. They keep trying.
No, it's the people who don't understand that they're funny. And they're not trying to be funny. They take offense to people laughing, and that's the 4%.
Okay.
Because you know people who are funny, and they don't know it. They're absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
They don't get it. Okay. 95% of us think laughing helps relieve stress, which I heard it is good for the soul and for your health. Mm-hmm. 79% of us like our own laugh. Do you like your own? Do you like your laugh, Heidi?
No.
I've heard from the audience, it's a 50-50 whether you love Heidi's laugh or you just can't stand it. I think the people who like Heidi's laugh had like an aunt who also had that same laugh. I mean, Heidi reminds me of my Aunt Carol. My Aunt Carol had a big bombastic laugh about her. And so at family functions, I grew up with Aunt Carol just rolling. You know what I mean? Just big, loud, and, you know, just no shame at all. And so I appreciate that about Heidi. But if you didn't grow up with somebody like that in your life, you might be like, my God,
nothing's
bring
that
it
funny.
Down.
God, fake
jeez,
laugh. I always love that. If it were a fake laugh. You think I would have chosen that?
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I actually dumped a girl once because she had a horrible laugh.
I probably shouldn't
have done that. That was just my own insecurities and ego by thinking that she was representative of me. I suppose that just we can all just, that's just who she is. You
she
know
embarrassed
what I mean?
You at parties, right? She had a giggly, weird sound she made. I remember that, girls. And it made you look bad because you were with her.
Well, it didn't make me look bad. I just assumed it did. I mean, it's like, what?
You were a young man. You feel differently.
Yeah, can you do an imitation of her laugh? It was sort of like a porpoise, a dolphin's.
Like a tickled porpoise?
Yes.
That was it. I swear to God.
I don't know. I think it'd be funny.
I swear to God. It was like the Jetsons car needed a tune-up.
So she's one of those examples of she was funny and people were laughing because of her laugh, but she didn't realize that they were laughing at her. It's like
she wasn't funny.
But her laugh was funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so people would make her laugh and they'd be laughing at her laugh as opposed to what made her laugh.
And then she'd go, Wyatt, what?
And then she'd seem dumb. And I'm like, I don't be a dumb girl. Stop laughing at her. But I'd pay so much to be with a dumb girl right now. 77% of people think that they are funny, which is probably not true. Almost 8 out of 10 people think they're funny.
Mm. No.
I mean, you probably run into 8 people a day, just randomly, and you're not just totally dying laughing at
those
people.
Or the flight attendants, the ones that are, maybe they wanted to be a stand-up or an actor, but they're a flight attendant, and they're like, hey, everybody. And you're like, oh, God almighty. We're going to make
this audience.
We're going to make the seatbelt routine somehow stand-up. Okay. Mm.
60% of Americans in relationships think they're the funny one. You think you're the funny one in your relationship, Patty, or is she the funny one?
I mean, I guess I am, but she definitely has her moments. And I'll go, hey, when she make a room full of people, I'm like, hey, wait.
But is she trying to be? That's the difference. She's not trying to be.
No, not really, no. But she'll say something. I was like, hey, let me handle it.
No, I definitely say my wife's the funny one.
Funny?
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
So
she entertains me. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I think there's the attraction there, because I find her hilarious, and most people who meet her do find her hilarious.
Wacky, kooky, crazy funny, or funny like a comedian telling jokes all the time funny? Like sense of humor funny, or just she's a character?
Total package of funny. I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
How her brain works.
Yeah, just how her brain works is hilarious.
So she's saying funny things and doing
just constantly, sometimes doesn't intend to, but does. But like, then sometimes intends to.
It's like Life with Lucy.
Where you have to go, honey. Oh,
that's
my
way
God.
Funnier than Lucy. But it's kind of like Lucy. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Are you the funny one, Eric, in your couple?
I would say in my couple, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think your lady's ever made me laugh out loud.
She doesn't.
Like she's not the.
That's not her intention. Yeah, she's not the life of the party.
You're here. Let the fun begin.
Yeah. Our wives are very different in that regard. Yours walks in. Everybody knows it. Everyone's
the party's
laughing.
Getting started.
She's creating a wave of laughter as she walks, but she finds her way to my wife in the corner and then brings her out of her shell, which is why we get along so well.
And says crazy things like when she was pregnant with your son. You realize there's a penis in you right now? See, that's how funny she is. But that was a serious, like, deep thought process of hers.
I don't think she knew how funny that was.
That was pretty good.
Your wife is very intelligent, as are you. And I think many times...
Thank you.
Really, no, I was just talking to Eric.
Oh.
Many times, like, really, really smart people have a hard time cutting loose and being funny. Not that it's beneath them. They just, you know, they're so smart.
Only dumb people are funny?
Well,
I think you have to be smart to be funny, honestly.
Yeah, but
the dumb people who think they're funny and aren't.
That's true. What it is.
You have the ideal woman because she's got it all. She's hilarious. She's the life of the party when she shows up.
Yeah, she's like, she's funny with triple G's.
I mean, no.
Can't beat that.
What's better than that?
33% of men and 29% of women say they laugh at least 10 times a day.
That's not very much. That's hardly any.
Do that more. The people who make us laugh the most are our friends, followed by our significant others, and then our kids, our siblings, and our parents. But have people told you that you have a crazy, weird, or obnoxious laugh? Going back to Heidi and my Aunt Carol, if you'd like to call the show and let us hear this laugh of yours that you hold in because you know people are going to stare. You're very self-conscious about it. You've been told about it several times. Or maybe you said, to hell with it. This is me, and I don't care who hears it. I'm laughing, and I'm going to enjoy it thoroughly down to my bone marrow.
It is what it is.
If you want to call and laugh for us, 1-800-955-KLOS. And I guess if you want some inspiration to laugh, you can also call. Because it is National Laugh Day. Let's have a joke off.
Ooh.
1-800-955-KLOS. We'll face you off against each other to find the funniest caller. 1-800-955-5567. Let's joke each other off. 1-800-955-5567. So funniest caller and the most obnoxious laugh wins, okay? It's the big laugh joke off.
Okay.
Let's see. Hello, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Henry, and I have an awful laugh.
All right, I know it's kind of hard because nothing's funny happening right now, but could you give us an example of this obnoxious laugh?
I was told it's like a seal dying on a beach. This is what my coworkers told me.
Well, do it, then
a
we can
seal
hear
dying
it.
On a beach.
Tell them something funny, Frosty.
Something funny, Frosty.
You're the funny one on the show, apparently.
My jokes take too long.
I got it.
I got a nice right. little sand yeah. ring
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Mm. What's well, a seal like?
Let me give you a prize. I've heard that it's kind of like the Horseshack laugh on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
But this guy laughs yeah. too slow. It's too many seconds between
very
his
slow. Slow Horseshack. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to give you tickets to go see Jim Jeffries. He'll enjoy hearing that seal die in the crowd when he's making you laugh, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Stay on hold. We'll hook you up. Tyler's got a joke.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tyler.
It's National Laugh Day, Tyler, and we're going to have a joke off, and the funniest caller wins, so we're going to joke each other off right now. So, Tyler, give us your humor.
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
It got stuck in a crack.
Ooh, wow.
I guess it's not.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler ain't gonna win.
Yeah. Well, we set the bar low. The rest of you,
come on, Sandy, mean, pass them through. Man. I don't care if they're bad or good. There we go. Hello, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, 95-year-old man sitting at home watching TV. A beautiful young blonde girl with a fur coat and nothing underneath it. She says, "I'm gonna offer you super sex." The old man says, "I'll take the soup."
I thought that was funny.
No. Guess it's not.
Who else says 8 out of 10 think they're funny? I guess.
Joe, I enjoyed that.
We're 0 for 2. Oh, let's go to Eric. Eric's got a joke. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys.
We're joking each other off here, so what do you got?
Well, I got one that my nephew loves the most. It's, Why can't a T-Rex make their bed?
Why can't a T-Rex make their bed?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're dead.
Because they're dead.
Right.
Well, at least, Eric, you got a chortle out of Heidi over here. She was dead silent the first two callers, so you stay at home. You are in the running.
I mean, that was a very Stephen Wright. If the delivery was, why can't a T-Rex make his bed?
I mean, you were all thinking about his arms.
Isn't that like the toddler's?
Because he's dead.
It's like a toddler's first joke they think of. No.
I think it's the delivery.
So that wasn't funny. You thought the other guy was funny. He sucked. Stuck in a crack. Hello, David.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hi, David. All right.
So, when I was a little kid, my father said, "Son, if you masturbate too much, you're going to go blind." I said, "Dad, I'm over here."
All right, Heidi, as far as Eric's joke about the T-Rex being dead or blind dad, which one are you going with for who's funnier and the joking each other off?
I think the best joke off was the T-Rex joke.
Oh, really? Really? You're David here?
I think
all right.
Good. I just, if I have to choose, I have a special place in my heart for T-Rex.
I'm going to send you, Eric, to the Black Keys with Modest Mouse, the 4th of November 19th. So you stay on hold, and she's going to hook you up with that. We got Lauren has a joke for us, since we were talking about women, and unfortunately they're not seen as funny at the workplace. So, Lauren, you got a joke for us?
I do.
Joke us off, Lauren.
All right. What did the seal with the broken arm say to the shark?
What did the seal with a broken arm say to the shark?
Do not consume if seal broken.
This is seen as disruptive.
Not
helpful. Bye, Lauren. I'm not even leaving her on hold.
I know. The material, the delivery, it was all just a complete
disaster. The delivery
disaster.
Wasn't great.
Oh. All right, Gary's got a joke. Come on, Gary.
How many shrinks does it take to change a light bulb?
How many French?
Shrinks.
Oh, how many shrinks does it take to change a light bulb? I don't know.
One, but the light bulb's got to really want to change.
You know, there's something there.
Yeah.
The delivery,
I picture that, his mouth going up in sort of a wry smirk there at the end.
But the light bulb's really going to want to change.
It's all of Mrs. Cigar.
Are you eating a pickle right now? Yeah. That was funny. All right, Gary, I'll give you a prize. I'm going to send you out to see Black Keys as well with Modest Mouse at the Forum November 19th, so stay on hold.
By the way, it's hard to come up with a joke that's not disgusting and dirty, where most of the funny ones are.
Yeah,
by
these
the way.
Are all kid-friendly. Yeah.
All right, Nathan's got a joke. Hello, Nathan.
Hi.
It's a National Laugh Day. Let's make it happen.
All right. So a guy's sitting in the bar, and someone else walks in and says, "Hey, jackass, give me a beer." And the guy says to the bartender, "Are you going to let him talk to you like that?" And the bartender says, he always calls me that.
Oh, my God.
I guess it's not.
Sorry, Nathan. I had to jump you.
Is there anywhere on the planet that would be funny?
No. Ryan, get this awful taste out of our mouth. Come on, give us a good joke. Ryan, I'm begging for you to joke me off.
Yes. How's it going?
Yeah, we're good.
A gynecologist and a genealogist.
What's the difference between a gynecologist and a genealogist?
A genealogist looks up the family tree, and a gynecologist looks up the family bush.
There was so much potential there. For some reason in my head, I thought it was going to be good.
He was so sure of the line, too. He was really selling it.
Oh, my God.
A for effort.
Do we have any? I guess no more jokes coming in. Even Sammy's turning. She's like, look how frustrated she is hearing these jokes before we hear them. She's like, this is awful. On National Laugh Day of all days, none of the funny people call the show.
I have a joke that's the funniest I've ever heard in my life over there in my briefcase, but I can't put it on the air. I typed it out, and the heading says, funniest joke I've ever heard. But I can't say it on the radio.
The Aristocrats.
Maybe at one of our live events I'll be able to do it.
Is that it, the Aristocrats joke?
No, it's not that one. Hmm. It's just not politically correct anymore.
And you want to do it at a live event?
Well, you can't do it on the radio. There'd be complaints and boycotts, and people would be upset, and advertisers would pull their advertising.
But a live audience wouldn't hang you.
Oh, the live audience did okay.
With iPhones out and...
But I'm saying the really, really funny
and
stuff.
And it ends up on the...
You can't broadcast the internet.
Tell us the first part, and we'll guess the punchline.
I gotta get on my
briefcase. Ooh, I love the guess.
Oh, it's that long?
Well, duh. Have you met him?
I don't know if we have any time.
It's probably stapled to 3 or 4 pages.
I don't know if we have time for that. All right, while we wait, Kurt's got a joke. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Pretty good. You got a joke for us on National Laugh Day?
I do, You got to picture this, but here it comes. What did the snail say riding on the turtle's back?
Whee!
Yeah, woohoo!
Okay, yeah, woohoo or wee. Okay.
Sorry.
Maybe Mikey's got a joke while Frosty's looking up the funniest joke in the world. Hello, Mikey.
What up, guys?
Hey, Mikey.
All right, let's hear this joke. Joke us off, man.
Right. So why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Mm-hmm. Think very hard.
I don't know why.
Because his mom said, Vin, look up!
What?
You get it?
I guess it's not.
Did you hear it, Eric? Did you get it, Eric?
No, if you have to say, do you get it, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Do you get it? No. Mm. All right, did you find your best joke of all time
yet? I really can't. I can't put it.
Why do you even have it printed up and in your material?
Because I was going to tell you guys off the air sometime if there was ever a lull. And there hasn't been a lull off the air.
No.
But it's
I like how you plan for lulls in your life.
Well, I have to write material down for those moments when it seems like someone should say something.
How about you just say bye, going home?
Never thought of that.
How about see you guys tomorrow?
I never thought of that.
You can always say that.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man.
All right, what is the joke? You can't find it.
I can't find it. But I mean, I can't say it. I really
can't. What's it regarding?
It's about two mothers looking at photographs talking about their sons.
Then you know it, just
say it.
Give us the cliff notes.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Just do it. Who cares?
The mothers are from a certain area of the world.
Poland?
No, you can't single out people and laugh at them.
Are they Asian?
Now. I'm not saying, no, they're not Asian. But I can't say
Why not?
I would get fired, probably.
Is the punchline something Wong?
No.
Okay, I'm just guessing punchlines to see if I know the joke. Work backwards.
Have we learned
How about you from... give us the punchline now?
Ooh, yeah.
And then we kind of know the premise.
We'll fill in the blanks
of how funny it is.
I could, but still people would be upset.
All right, how about we do the apologies, and then you give us the punchline after the apologies. That way there's enough space.
Without the
build-up.
Without any sort of...
Setup, no.
After, okay.
After the enough time in between, right. We'll do the apologies, and then we'll pass the ball to Marcy, and then you give us just the punchline.
And no one should be upset because there is no joke being told.
Right, there's no setup.
It's just
that I will agree to do.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
So on that note, let's apologize.
Thanks, Toyota. All right, let's do it.
To those of you that we have offended today and who we've yet to offend.
Ooh, I can't
here
wait.
Are the apologies.
Sorry to Google, MySpace, Bob Ross, and Joel Osteen.
Snoozers, Generation X, Chocolatiers, and Randy Savage.
Astronauts with herpes, Martians, MOAs, and the P-Zone.
Chip Dippers, Lucky Charm Cereal, The Waffle House, and Burger Chef and Jeff.
Olive Garden, Starbucks, Haunted House, Clowns, and Cowboys Working at Apple.
Rhode Island, Ancient Greece, Diabetics, and Five Guys.
My Three Sons, Nazi Skinheads with AIDS, the Bay City Rollers, and Fatherless Brides.
Funny female leaders, fire festival attendees, blind dads, and old British guys on trains.
Desert people, corn to tasslers, my Aunt Carol, and stay-at-home moms. You really have to listen to the whole show. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
They blow up so fast, don't they?